FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers today. It will be mild with temperatures in the upper 70s. Tonight, showers and colder, lows in the lower 40s. Then tomorrow, morning showers and partly cloudy and cool with highs in the upper 50s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating two shootings Monday night. The first happened near Knollwood Apartments about 10 o'clock. We don't know who was shot or how badly they were injured. Just minutes later, a second shooting was reported on Michael Boulevard near Downtowner. So far, no word on a victim in that shooting either. If you get water from the Mobile Area Water and Sewer System, you could pay more soon. The water system is proposing moving from the current billing system where the more you use, the less you pay per gallon, to a more uniform billing system where you pay the same rate. There would also be a 3% increase for sewage. If the board approves the changes, it could go into effect January 1st. The reason for the change is to make improvements to aging infrastructure. An LSU fan bet $50 before the college football season that LSU quarterback Joe Burrow would win the Heisman Trophy, and he got that bet before Burrow was in contention and at 200-1 odds. Now Burrow is in contention, and Matt Porter stands to win $10,000 if Burrow gets the Heisman. Porter's father, a Pensacola pastor, says he'll gladly accept part of that as a tithe to his church. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Who do you call when you need help figuring out the best way to claim your Social Security benefits? Well, a reasonable person might ask their local Social Security office. I mean, that seems logical, right? But then again, that reasonable person would be wrong. Social Security representatives are prohibited by law from giving you any claiming advice. Can you believe that? Considering how complicated the system is, you could potentially lose tens of thousands of dollars in benefits. So what do? You call the team at the Retirement Peace Roadmap and ask for Scott McCarron. Scott's a national Social Security advisor. He knows the rules, and more importantly, he knows how to make those rules work for you. Call 866-917-7327 today. That's 866-917-7327, or visit retirementpeaceroadmap.com.
Safe Harbor Fiduciary LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance products, including annuities, licensed in Florida and Alabama.
Experience Mobile's most unique hardware experience this fall and holiday season. Spring Hill Ace Hardware has all your favorite brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, Weber, and Yeti. For homeowners and contractors, Spring Hill Ace carries only high-quality products. Benjamin Moore Paint, Milwaukee, and DeWalt. All in one trip, you'll find hardware, gifts, home improvement, beautiful house plants, bedding plants, and landscape. Exceptional personal service, stocked with all you need, locally owned, and so convenient. Spring Hill Ace Hardware on Old Shell Road. Like us on Facebook.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
Good morning for the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still got two accidents, I-10 eastbound between Rangeline and 65, one involving a police officer, no injuries involved. House Ferry and Overlook still working on an accident. Also, we've got an accident at Schillinger Road and 98, no injuries involved. Just waiting for the records there. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing for up to 60 months and $1,000 holiday cash back or up to $4,800 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, 828 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Morning, Sean and Dalton. Dr. Bill's got our forecast coming up, and when we come back in the second half of this hour, I'll go to Washington, the articles of impeachment read by the Democrats. Do that here in just a few minutes. All right. Heads up here. Holidays are here. This year, give yourself the gift of extra money in your pocket when you pay off your credit card balances and save with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Roll your high-interest credit card payments into just one payment at a lower fixed rate. LightStream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR with auto pay. And just for y'all, a special deal here. If you apply now, you can get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. their website, LIGHTSTREAM.com/Sullivan, SULLIVAN. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/Sullivan for more information. All right, when we come back, we'll get that audio and your phone calls and text here from the conversation with Quinn. I would say that the times Quinn and I get into it that people love is when I feel he's not being that he, and I'm sure when he gets into it with me, he feels like I'm not being a fair arbiter. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's on the edge of this discussion. But I always tell you what it's opinion. You know, I tell you what I think's going to happen, what the opinion is, and I just want to point out that maybe, just maybe, there's some nuance.
No.
Some nuance in this world. I know. It's not fun. All right, coming right back.
Thanks, Kane. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk to Mitch McConnell. Hey, Mitch.
All right, Don. Good morning, buddy.
Morning to you. Tis the season to upgrade. Tell us how we can upgrade at McConnell Automotive.
Well, Don, this is one of my favorite things we've seen all year, buddy. And if people will go to our website, McConnellAutomotive.com, just, man, on the phone is the easiest way to do it. I think most people have one of those smartphones. Mm-hmm. And, Don, a great example, man, you'll see a bunch of beautiful GMCs parked in the snow, and under each one of them, you're going to see a percentage discount off. And basically, it's if you're the shrewdest negotiator in the world last month, these are the kind of discounts you might have kind of gotten to. And my favorite example, man, is 20% off a Denali, and the same with that new six-function tailgate Sierra. And across the board, we've got the discounts like 16% off the smaller truck, the Canyon. Same thing on the Terrain. And you know what? I mean, I think these are the kind of discounts when you add some 0% interest that people can actually pay for their Christmas present for their kids by saving the kind of money if they wait till January that they just can't save again, buddy. So invite everybody to do it. It's all about upgrading.
All right. I like what I hear. Save some money at McConnell Automotive. We appreciate it, Mitch.
Yeah, y'all have a blessed day, Dalton.
That's Mitch McConnell. Go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dolphin Street just east of I-65.
Right, so much going on in Washington right now. We were talking about the IG report from yesterday, and right here on the heels of it, the Democrats coming out with the articles of impeachment. You might have heard at the bottom of the hour news there, abuse of power and obstruction of justice.
Mm-hmm.
The question is, are those high crimes or misdemeanors?
And they announced that this morning. They, Wall Street Journal says, after more than 100 hours of deposition testimony from 17 witnesses, how many hours did you watch? I think I put me right around 5 hours.
Yeah, I'm probably the same.
Five of over 100 hours. And I wonder what the average American, how many hours they watched.
I don't know. We could go back and see. The ratings were good the first day, and then they fell off.
All downhill from there.
So this is what happened just a little bit ago as the Democrats announced the articles of impeachment. We'll hear from Pelosi.
Mm-hmm. Nadler second, and then Schiff third. So the three Democrats taking the podium.
Here we go.
On this solemn day, I recall that the first order of business for members of Congress is the solemn act to take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. It's great respect and gratitude that I thank the chairs of the committees, the six committees who have been working to help us honor our oath of office. I also want to thank the staff of those committees and the committee members for all of their work over this period of time to help us protect and defend. I want to thank the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nadler, chair of the Intelligence Committee, Mr. Schiff, chair of the Ways and Means Committee, chairman, all these chairmen, Chairman Richie Neal of Massachusetts, the chair of the Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel of New York, the chair of the Financial Services Committee, Maxine Waters of California, the chair of the Committee on Government Reform and Oversight, Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney. I also want to acknowledge the important work that was done by our dear and departed, may rest in peace, Elijah Cummings, as chair of the Oversight Committee. Now pleased to yield to the distinguished chair of the Judiciary Committee, Mr. Nathan.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Over the last several months, the investigative committees of the House have been engaged in an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump's efforts to solicit foreign interference in the 2020 elections, efforts that compromised our national security and threatened the integrity of our elections. Throughout this inquiry, he has attempted to conceal the evidence from Congress and from the American people. Our president holds the ultimate public trust. When he betrays that trust and puts himself before country, he endangers the Constitution, he endangers our democracy, and he endangers our national security. The framers of the Constitution prescribed a clear remedy for presidents who so violate their oath of office. That is the power of impeachment. Today, in service to our duty to the Constitution and to our country, the House Committee on the Judiciary is introducing two articles of impeachment charging the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, with committing high crimes and misdemeanors. The first article is for abuse of power. It is an impeachable offense for the President to exercise the powers of his public office to obtain an improper personal benefit while ignoring or injuring the national interest. That is exactly what President Trump did when he solicited and pressured Ukraine to interfere in our 2020 presidential election, thus damaging our national security, undermining the integrity of the next election, and violating his oath to the American people. These actions, moreover, are consistent with President Trump's previous invitations of foreign interference in our 2016 presidential election. And when he was caught, when the House investigated and opened an impeachment inquiry, President Trump engaged in unprecedented, categorical, and indiscriminate defiance of the impeachment inquiry. This gives rise to the second article of impeachment for obstruction of Congress. Here, too, we see a familiar pattern in President Trump's misconduct. A president who declares himself above accountability, above the American people, and above Congress's power of impeachment, which is meant to protect against threats to our democratic institutions, is a president who sees himself as above the law. We must be clear, no one, not even the president, is above the law. I want to recognize the great contributions of the investigative chairs, particularly Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, Foreign Affairs Chairman Elliot Engel, Committee on Oversight and Reform's former chairman, the late Elijah Cummings, and its new chairwoman, Carolyn Maloney, Financial Services Chairwoman Maxine Waters, and Ways and Means Chairman Richard Neal, who helped lay the foundation for the articles we are introducing today. I also want to thank my Judiciary Committee colleagues who are critical in our work to hold the President accountable and in the drafting of these articles. Later this week, the Judiciary Committee will meet to consider these articles of impeachment and to make a recommendation to the full House of Representatives. We do not take this action lightly, but we have taken an oath to defend the Constitution. And unlike President Trump, we understand that our duty first and foremost is to protect the Constitution and to protect the interests of the American people. That is why we must take this solemn step today. Elections are the cornerstone of democracy and are foundational to the rule of law. But the integrity of our next election is at risk from a president who has already sought foreign interference in the 2016 and 2020 elections and who consistently puts himself above country. That is why we must act now. I want to turn now to Chairman Schiff, who will explain the evidence that supports these articles and the need for us to act with such urgency today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Madam Speaker, and to my colleagues, good morning. The framers of the Constitution recognized that someday a president might come to office who would abuse that office, betray the public trust, and undermine national security to secure foreign help in his reelection, and who would seek to abrogate the power of Congress to hold him accountable. They recognized this danger, and they prescribed a remedy, and that remedy is impeachment. It is an extraordinary remedy and one that I've been reluctant to recommend until the actions of President Trump gave Congress no alternative. We stand here today because the president's continuing abuse of his power has left us no choice. To do nothing would make ourselves complicit in the president's abuse of his high office, the public trust, and our national security. The president's misconduct is as simple and as terrible as this. President Trump solicited a foreign nation, Ukraine, to publicly announce investigations into his opponent and a baseless conspiracy theory promoted by Russia to help his reelection campaign. President Trump abused the power of his office by conditioning two official acts to get Ukraine to help his reelection. The release of hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid that nation desperately needed, and a White House meeting with an ally trying to fend off Russian aggression. In so doing, he undermined our national security and jeopardized the integrity of our next election. And he does so still. The evidence of the president's misconduct is overwhelming and uncontested. And how could it not be when the president's own words on July 25th, "I would like you to do us a favor, though," lays so bare his intentions, his willingness to sacrifice the national security for his own personal interests. And when the president got caught, he committed his second impeachable act, obstruction of Congress, of the very ability to make sure that no one is above the law, not even the president of the United States. The evidence is every bit as strong that President Trump has obstructed Congress fully, without precedent, and without basis in law. If allowed to stand, it would decimate Congress's ability to conduct oversight of this president or any other in the future, leaving this president and those who follow to be free to be as corrupt, malfeasant, or incompetent as they would like, with no prospect of discovery or accountability. Now, some would argue, why don't you just wait? Why don't you just wait until you get these witnesses the White House refuses to produce? Why don't you just wait until you get the documents the White House refuses to turn over? And people should understand what that argument really means. It has taken us 8 months to get a lower court ruling that Don McGahn has no absolute right to defy Congress. 8 months. For one court decision. If it takes us another 8 months to get a second court or maybe a Supreme Court decision, people need to understand that is not the end of the process. It comes back to us and we ask questions because he no longer has absolute immunity, and then he claims something else, that his answers are privileged and we have to go back to court for another 8 or 16 months. The argument, why don't you just wait, amounts to this. Why don't you just let him cheat in one more election? Why not let him cheat just one more time? Why not let him have foreign help just one more time? That is what that argument amounts to. The president's misconduct goes to the heart of whether we can conduct a free and fair election in 2020. It is bad enough for a candidate to invite foreign interference in our political process, but it is far more corrosive for a president to do so and to abuse his power to make it so. Despite everything we have uncovered, the president's misconduct continues to this day, unapologetically and right now. As we saw when he stood on the White House lawn and he was asked, what did you want in that July 25th call? And he said the answer was a simple one. And not just a simple one on July 25th, but a simple one today, and that is he still wants Ukraine to interfere in our election to help his campaign. Even this week, the president's lawyer was back in Ukraine seeking to revive the same debunked conspiracy theory promoted at the president's behest, which gets to the final and most pernicious of the arguments that we have heard in the president's defense, that the president can do whatever he wants under Article 2, including get foreigners involved in our elections, and we should just, to quote the president's chief of staff, get over it. Ben Franklin said, we have a republic if we can keep it. The president and his men say, you can't keep it, and Americans should just get over it. Americans don't get to decide American elections anymore, not by themselves, not without foreign help. For the members of Congress, this is not a question of fact because the facts are not seriously contested. It is rather a question of duty. The president's oath of office appears to mean very little to him, but the articles put forward today will give us a chance to show that we will defend the Constitution and that our oath means something to us. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Right, so there's what the Dems rolled out. Of course, now comes a chance for you to respond to that. Abuse of power, obstruction of justice. A lot of people out there are telling us those are not impeachable offenses. There's other people saying there are, like those three Democrats that just talked. Get in that when we get back. Phone number 343-0106. Thanks, Kane. I want to read through a couple texts here as we wrap up for Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday after hearing the Democrats' impeachment. Supermom says, if the Democrats had not literally been talking impeachment since Trump's inauguration, this would actually mean something. They are relentless. Now, if Trump will just not tweet about this, he will look like the better person. Joe says, the demo rats are so two-faced. Where were these scumbags when Obama gave nearly $1 billion in cash to Iran, Trump 2020, by a massive landslide? Hal says, it's really sad to listen to these congressional leaders speak so highly of the Constitution and the framers when they and their party are the ones who are assaulting the rights given to us by the Constitution. Our buddy Ben said, so Democrats said, isn't that some bipartisan, well, I can't say that. Baloney. Some of the text here of reaction here. High crimes and misdemeanors. This is what I'm going to dig into on the Midday Show. Todd Stacey's joining me. We're going to talk with him about this as well. Because the Democrats rolled out abuse of power and obstruction of justice. Mm-hmm. And going back to what we talked about earlier this hour, there will be plenty of news sources out here with the left lean that tells you this is absolutely high crimes and misdemeanors. You'll have another group of people telling you absolutely not. High crime or misdemeanor. Dig into what are the facts on this?
Yeah, I know Supermom said now President Trump just doesn't need to tweet about this. His most recent tweet, witch hunt, in all caps.
Well, you're going to see the flip of this too. The Democrats did all that. It goes to the Senate and it'll be round fouled in the Senate. But we'll have many more hours of testimony and deliberation and all that.
And will Hunter Biden be called to testify?
Good question. All right, we'll talk about that coming up at noon. Mike Gallagher on the way next.